was wondering, did you watch last night's game? And if you did, did you sit there and go, this guy Love's not bad?
No, I did not get to, you know, last night's game. But the game I did see, when I said that he's not obviously that bad, was the game versus the Saints. I think they were down 17 points going into the fourth, I believe. He's out there doing his thing. And then I seen one prior to that. I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago. I got to see them play. You know, I'll be watching my guy Keyshawn Nixon, number 25. You know, he's returning in DB over there. So I'll be looking out to see him play. But obviously I get to see the offense, and they do a lot of great things well, and Love is playing at a high level.
Yeah, because the one thing that they mentioned last night was they scored more points against Kansas City than any team all season.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought they put up a lot of points versus the – I don't know how many they put up last night, but I know versus Saints they came back from 17.
But I mean, I think Kansas City gave up 27 last night.
Oh, wow.
Which is the most they've given up all year.
Oh, wow. Oh, they play good football, though. I say very sound, very they stick to them. You know, knowing Matt LaFleur, being in Tennessee with them, he sticks to what he knows and what he does well, and that's being able to distribute the ball around, have his receivers, whatever they like to use them as, and lets them use them at a high level.
Thank you.
Charlotte Carroll.
Hey, Dory, how's it going?
You doing well. How you doing?
Good. How was your bye?
It was cool. I ain't do nothing but relax, so that was much needed to get a little away from football and let my mind do something else besides think of guarding a receiver or looking at different formations. So it was nice.
We were kind of talking with Darius about this, but where do you think, I guess, the defensive group is at coming out of the bye and the noise that was kind of happening last week with the Wink and Brian report?
I think for us, just keep trying to push forward and keep going and understand the way we've been playing, let's say these last two stretch of games. I'm gonna say that's good noise, I guess, to like stir something up, just to have something to talk about in my eyes. Like I said, I haven't seen any disposition, any face scrunching, any body language change, or people just not being themselves. We're with them more than we are with our family, so we get to see them, we know their body language, the way they talk, you can tell if something's off, and haven't seen that at all. So for us, just to keep playing, keep having fun, and let people, I guess, keep bringing up stuff that we see as not true and just work around it by the way we play.
Thank you.
Kim Jones. Hey, Dory, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm great, thank you. What's it like to be a corner? I mean, I'm late to the game on this, I know, but what's it like to be a cornerback in a Wink Martindale defense week in and week out?
It's exciting. And I want to call his defense as the opportunity. Is the fact that you know what you're getting, you know what you're going to have, you know that everybody knows we pressure. Everybody knows that we play man, whatever it may be. For us, the opportunity comes from, since they know and you know, all right, now it's time for you to study and see the areas when you are in those type of defense where you can make plays and where you can execute at. So I just look at it as being in his defense as an opportunity, not just for you, but your teammates as well. Let's say you do something well, then that gives your teammates an opportunity to do something. And it all goes together, like the rush with the coverage, or you know how the linebackers play, going in there and stopping the run, and it helps us in the back end to be able to, as you see, we're getting a bunch of picks because the up front seven is causing a lot of pressure. So just an opportunity defense, and that's how I would describe it.
And quickly, if I may, what have you learned about Bobby Okereke in your time as teammates with him?
I see why he went to Stanford, just how he, you know, acts, the way he talks. But what I learned about him really most is just a good genuine dude he is, you know. Obviously, knowing that we both played ball in California, came out the same year in high school, so like knowing of him, and then seeing him now, like pass later, what is 7 years later or whatever, maybe I've been in the league, well, 10 total. But knowing about him and getting to meet him and talk with him, and obviously now he's in my locker mate, just seeing how good of a person he is and how genuine he is, and just being able to talk to him, and it's just the conversations flow easily. So besides being a great athlete, him being a person is one of the things that I take away about being able to get to know Bobby.
I appreciate you, Dory. Thank
Once
you.
Around.
We'll take two more. Paul Schwartz.
Hey, Dory.
How you doing?
Good. This bye coming so late. You've been, you know, byes early, maybe not this late. How has it been? And knowing that there's only five games left, and the record is what the record is, you know, if someone would ask you, like I am, you know, what is there left to play for in these last five games, what would you say?
For each other. I feel like that's what it is to play for. Obviously, the grand scheme and the big picture is what it may be. For us, the little picture is just playing for each other and not worrying about tomorrow, focusing on the day and understanding when you do that, good things can and will happen. So for us, I think the bye came at a great time. You know, the way Slay was saying earlier, to be able to get your body, your mind, to get away from football and rest. You know, I always joke and say I feel sorry about the guys who got their bye week, early end of September, early October. Like, that's crazy. But at the same time, for us, I feel like I was just happy to be able to go through the stretch and be able to play a bunch of games and then be able to get my body enough time to rest, especially in this phase that, you know, we all call meaningful football. I know in college it was no loss November, you know, don't want to lose in November. And, you know, going to this stretch in December, it's the same way, getting ready for playoff football. So for us just to go out there and put everything on tape, you know, showcase us and then play for one another.
You mentioned about meaningful football. You know that from the NFL. You know that from college. Is playing for each other enough to have you guys at your best? Because, you know, is what is coming next meaningful football in your mind as far as, you know, teams going for the playoffs, going for first place? You know, you kind of prioritize playing for each other. You know what I mean? So is it hard to just – not just – is it hard to do that and – knowing that maybe the meaningful football part of it is not part of what you're going through here the last five games?
I think they all intertwine. Obviously, the goal is to, you know, make the playoff, make a push, but I feel like if you play for each other, that's going to knock away any other distraction. You know, you keep the main thing. I think at this time, you know, Dick LeBeau, when he coached me my rookie year, would always say, like, my fear that I had was not about any opponent. It was letting my brothers down. And I feel like, you know, you have that mantra like, okay, I want to play for my brother. I don't want him to be disappointed because we all hold each other accountable. No matter if you do something good, you want to hear your teammates praise you. And if you do something bad, obviously you want them to tell you like you did something wrong. But having that instinct and having that mindset like, man, I want to make sure that I'm doing everything I can so my brother doesn't have no smack his teeth or have to get on me. It comes with anything like having a big brother, your father, your cousin, anybody that's related to you. You don't want them to be able to say something to you and always want to stay on your P's and Q's. So playing for each other, I would say, would be the best example of what we can do these last five games.
Thanks, Satori. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Last one, Art Stapleton.
Hey, Dory. What's going on?
How you doing?
Good. Last year, you guys did what you did, and you earned opportunities to be in prime time, to have big opportunities for this team, mm-hmm. and to see how far you came. How much do you personally, and do you sense that with the primetime games you guys have had, you really haven't put out your best product? And is there any part of you, knowing that it's Monday Night Football next week and there was a chance that you could be taken off, but you're still on Monday Night Football now, playing a team that really kind of made a big statement last night against Kansas City. Is there any part of you that looks at that as kind of that reset, that refresh, the idea of, you know what, let's take advantage of this opportunity since we haven't so far this year?
Right. Understanding, like you said, those other primetime games not playing to our standard, our caliber, or putting what we wanted to put out there. So, like you said, you know, getting an opportunity to be able to establish again or play again. I mean, it's just another, I guess, game or opportunity to showcase not just what we want to do, but for ourselves, but, you know, for everybody else to be able to see. You know, so shout out to, you know, the Packers for going out there and winning so we can stay on Monday night and they don't have to flex us. I be seeing it, the talks about that every now and then. So I appreciate that. But for us, just try to keep, like I said, the main thing. We know that it's a prime time game, but obviously all the games are the same. You can just check a highlight. The only thing different is everybody's watching, everybody see it on TV. So just go out there, just execute, do your job, and just focus on one day at a time. You know, don't worry about yesterday, don't worry about tomorrow. Just keep your feet grounded and worry about what's in front of you and what's present, and that's today. And that's all we can control. And when the game gets there, we always just talk about and say it's already written. So don't go out there and be anybody else. Just be you, and being you is all you need to do. And, you know, good things can happen.
you're the biggest college football guy I know, so I'm not going to leave this without asking you your thoughts on the top four yesterday. Were you happy? Did you think they got it right or wrong?
I'm not going to lie. I think they should have put Florida State in there, obviously going undefeated, which is crazy. And to see they were just ranked number four that last game they played, right? And then they bump them out. I know I heard a bunch about being like the quarterback being out. I don't mean anything. I feel like they earned the right to be able to go play. I did see the one video of the Michigan people when they found out they had to play Bama, which was hilarious. It's like they were scared to play them. But I ain't really got too much to say, so SC ain't do what they had to do. I'm always fight on, but yeah, I just want to see who win it. Hopefully Washington do. I'm going to rep the Pac-12. We're going to back the Pac. Well, the last of the Pac-12. So hopefully they hold it down for us and do a great job.